What the hell is wrong with you? Okay, Sophia had this smart idea. No, not smart. It was actually very dumb. Like, I don't want to do it personally. The fly moved. Oh my God, it was just here and now it's not.
I thought you killed it.
I thought I did too. There we
Clearly, she
go.
didn't.
For sure, I did it for sure. Okay, Sophia wanted to do, I hate ASMR, and she was doing, stop doing
Oh, can you hear
that.
it?
Yes. I don't know if you guys could hear that, but she was doing a little bit
I
of a.
have those pop, that pop thing, like those, like, it's made out of like weird, like bendy, like plastic
I
or
don't like,
whatever,
I hate this
and you
for you.
pop it, and
I
it's
hate this for
so
you.
satisfying.
Anyway, apparently she likes ASMR and I hate ASMR, so she
I
wanted
don't
to.
like it. It just, like, it calms me down. Like, it makes me tired. Because random people will show up on my TikTok, like, going live doing ASMR. Cardi B likes ASMR. Don't ask how I know that, but I just know it. But no, random people on my TikTok view page will show up doing ASMR, and I watch it, and then I fall asleep. The other day, no joke, I watched it, and I fell asleep with my phone in my hand for an hour and a half.
Wait, have you seen that trend on TikTok that's like you make the lettuce tea, you like put lettuce in hot water and you let it sit for like 7 minutes, right? And
No.
then you take it out and then you drink it and apparently you're supposed to be like tired, like gone, like you fall asleep by that.
No, but
And
I'll
I'm like,
try it.
no, I really want to try it because you know, trouble sleeping and all that. But
Yeah.
oh yeah, Sophia wanted us to do a mock trial, me versus her ASMR, but
Mock trial. It's just, I didn't know how else to say it other than a mock trial.
mock trial. Okay, okay. Hi guys, welcome back to more than just a pretty TikTok. With TD.
And Sophia.
So you probably thought we like forgot about this. I don't
And
want
we
to,
did not
yeah,
at
100%.
all.
I don't want to say that we did. You probably thought we were
My
gone.
dad is playing music outside of my room.
I can hear
If you hear like traditional, Dad, I'm
it.
recording. Oh my God. He just burst into my room playing his little music. He's so cute, but that's embarrassing. Anyways.
You probably thought we were never coming back with another episode. You know, you thought we were gone from the podcast first. But we are
First
not.
of all, how dare you for thinking that? Any of you who thought
Exactly.
that? What
No
is.
faith in us. Well, I wouldn't even know
Just
what you
kidding.
guys are thinking because we haven't gotten any like messages, like no one has reached out. Like,
Yeah, guys, what the fuck? No, I'm kidding.
does anyone even listen? Like, no.
Hello? Is anybody even out there?
Let me in, please. Let me in.
I mean, oh, that's embarrassing.
What?
Oh, I need to tell you something, but I don't think I can because it has to do with our school.
About like, is it like confidential or like?
I don't know if they've announced it like to our school yet, and like I also don't know if we're really like allowed to talk about teachers like that on here.
Okay, just text it to me or tell me later.
Okay,
But
yeah, sorry. That just made me think about it when we talked about TikTok.
we are back and better than ever. And we are
Hey.
gonna, cause it's summer now, we're gonna try and stick to a consistent schedule now.
Yeah.
You know, the last couple of months kind of got crazy, and that's what we're here to talk about today.
We thought
So.
that this episode would be a life update because we literally have not. Well, okay. Well, first of all, we haven't done an episode in like a month and a half, so there's that. And then also, like, all of our episodes have been really focused around like specific things, like relationships. We had the whole college episode, which if you haven't listened to, you should go listen to
It's
because
like
it's
our best one.
so good.
It's our best one. Like,
It's
even if you don't
long.
listen to it,
It's long, but so
worth it.
worth it. So worth
Even if
it.
you don't listen to any of our other episodes, go, you can even break it up in chunks. Like,
1,000%,
go
yeah.
listen.
But like, so all of our other podcast episodes have been pretty specific to a topic. So this will be fun. Like just updating what we've done, what we've been through in the past month and a half, because it has been a period of change.
A
Everyone that I
freaking
know,
roller coaster.
literally everyone that I know is going through it, like good or bad going through it, but like everyone is like going through like these revelations in their life. I mean, I don't feel like I am, which is like sucks. But everyone else around me is like in and out of
Preach.
relationships,
Freaking preach.
like doing all these different things, going all these places, doing all these
Sophia,
things.
last time we made a podcast episode, prom hadn't happened. Oh my
It's
God.
been a
Let me
while then.
tell you, my life, prom changed my life. for the worse, but it still happened. Just saying.
Yeah.
Dude, that's crazy.
Literally, yeah, so much has happened since we left. Not left, but since we
recorded something. I forgot how much fun doing this is.
I know. It's kind of been a very stressful. The end of the school year was not fun.
We'll explain. So, yeah. Last week, I graduated high school.
Yay! We're so proud.
How do you put sound effects in?
Oh, my God. like iMovie.
But before that, a lot of stuff happened. So, Sophia, where do you want to start? Should we just pick up where we left off life-wise since the last time you made it? Like,
what's even happened?
I hate us right now. Like, I hate this for us because we're like, so much happened. We're not saying
that. But then we're like, what happened? Like, I feel like once we like start getting into it though, then we'll like remember. We do not prep for these.
We don't. Like, never. We have like, we're like, this time we're gonna make like a whole plan. We're gonna make like what we're gonna say. No, never happens.
Never. But, we never stay on script if we have one, which is also rare, which is embarrassing.
I'm looking up what our last episode was.
Okay. While you're doing that, I can talk about my end of the year because mine is less eventful than yours is.
Wait. Give me a second. I'm right there. Oh, it was the bikini one, the like body positivity. Like,
oh, wait. So, what date was that?
I don't. It was May 9th. Prom had happened. No.
Yeah, but we recorded it.
We recorded the bikinis one before the college one.
Yeah.
So, like, technically, the college one was April 25th, so that was the last time we had an episode.
Okay, well, nothing's really happened for me. I finished my junior year of high school, which is fun. Woo! Summer has never felt more rewarding than it does now. Like, I feel like I'm catching up on so much sleep, and, like, finally being able to slow down is the nicest thing ever, even though I have to start doing my summer homework.
Imagine having summer homework. Literally imagine having summer homework. Okay, wait. Something big that happened. Can we please talk about Sour? I'm on Spotify.
Oh!
Like, right?
Okay, I literally just sat here like, what the fuck is Sour? I literally thought you were going to bring up the fact that Kendall from Dance Moms is going to GMU.
Why? How the
first
heck?
Did I send you the TikTok video of that girl being like Kendall at the Republican club at her school? You guys can
probably tell how big Dance Moms fans we are right now.
Thing on that.
We should do a Dance Moms episode. Anyway, we're a huge Dance Moms fans because obviously I said Sour and the first thing that came to her mind is Kendall. Anyway, no, someone is listening to Sour right now and I was like, wait, what? Oh. Sour? Oh my God. We'll come back to that. We'll circle. Keep going about
Sour TV. Was huge.
Like,
Okay, all I was gonna say was at first, so I didn't listen to it because I thought I would have like a mental breakdown over it. But then I listened to it. So I've done it like a couple of songs at a time. I've listened to all the songs. I am in a happy, committed relationship though, which makes it a little awkward because I don't know.
We're
what
not
I'm
gonna be together
about.
By then, Sophie. We're not gonna be together by then.
But I don't know what I'm crying about, so I'll be listening to like Enough for You and I'm like, I have never felt like I wasn't enough for my girlfriend, so I don't know why I'm sitting here like bawling driving down Connecticut like guys, I passed my provisional test. Literally, I kid you not, I was shaking because I had to parallel park. Which is something
on your test?
Yeah, it's something insane. That they literally made a rule a month ago, May 18th. They were like, you have to start parallel parking. So none of my friends have to parallel park. It's so annoying because none of them can parallel park.
The DC test is harder than the Maryland. Was easier than the Maryland test, but now with parallel parking.
Yeah.
Maryland test is easier.
What they do is it's like three cones in front of you, three cones behind you. And if you hit a cone, you're
automatic
out.
Fail.
So this kid in front of me, I was literally waiting in my car and this kid in front of me hit a cone and like got out of the car and left. And luckily the guy that I did it with like a third party, not the DMV, but it was like at the DMV so I could still get my stuff done. But the guy that I did it with, like the guy I did my test, was the nicest man I've ever met. We spent the whole time joking around and laughing, and he literally talked me through every single thing of my test. He was like, now turn your wheel a little bit right. Okay, now move back just a little. Okay, stop there. He's like, good. Now move left. Latin
Okay, so
nights.
you
And I was like,
basically
thank
just
you.
like easy mode for you.
But I was literally like shaking and about to cry, so it needed to be that way, because if it wasn't, I literally would have thrown up.
Can I just say though, this is so cliche. The first time when after I got my license, first time I was on the highway by myself, I this is like bad because I shouldn't
Oh
be doing
no.
this. Cause like,
Oh
but
no.
I like put driver's license on. I don't know how I did it while I was on the highway. That was like mad skills. But I put because it wasn't like on. It was like in the
Just like
playlist,
I
but it wasn't
blacked
like.
out, but all I remember was me
It
screaming.
wasn't on the playlist, but I somehow put it in the queue. And so I'm like, this is like my like main character moment. Like I need to be going 60 miles per hour listening to driver's license. Anyway, that was my little thing. But
I
my
love
thing
that.
with Sour is like I'm not heartbroken at the moment, or like I'm over finally
Yeah.
all the stuff that I would normally use as crying fuel to these types of songs. And then like everything that has happened since April, I've just been
Yeah.
more and more on like a hate all men like wave instead of a like I'm
Yeah.
crying over a man wave.
My mom and I were talking about it because she was like, yeah, it's good. I was like, yeah, but you haven't experienced heartbreak in over 20 years. And she was like, yeah. We talked about how, like, if you had just gotten broken up with and that exact album came out, literally, like, golden. Like, if I was broken up
Right.
with right now, that's probably the first album I go to and like sob in the shower to.
Right.
She's making so much money. I saw a video on this today.
Yeah, the
She
she's making
has
like
over
10
2
million or
billion
something.
she has over 2 billion streams on
Streams, yeah.
Spotify. And then she owns all of her music too. Like, she's a
Yeah,
master of all
Taylor
of her
Swift could
music.
never.
Well, Taylor Swift can now, but like, no, but she owns all of her music. So all of that shit is like, I mean, obviously some of it's going like her produce, but like whatever. But she's making so much money, which isn't the point because she loves music and she's a very talented
No,
singer
the
song.
money, period.
But I mean, oh my God, this girl is literally your age, Dee Dee,
I don't want to talk about it.
with
Anyway,
millions.
Iris going to USC is so on brand for her. Can we just talk about that real quick for a
Yeah.
second? Anyway, back to what I was saying. So yeah, no, because I'm like not on a like cry over men like wave, I listened to Sour and I was just like, this is so good. Hate that she's a soprano because I can't sing this high, so it doesn't hit different. Like the songs are good. They're like the week after it came out, I listened to nothing but it on repeat, but I never cried over like anything, which is like huge
Yeah.
breakthrough on my part. Cause if you know, like I love to cry. And like music is some of my favorite one of
Yeah.
my favorite ways to cry. Anyway,
Yeah.
but yeah,
I
no, I
don't
could relate to enough for you, but for some, maybe I'm just numb now. Like,
know. Oh, you know
maybe.
which one makes me sob? I hope that you're okay, because the part where she says like, I'm so glad you were created, literally, like, I have no reason to cry, but I sit down, I'm like, thank you, Olivia. Like, this is what I need. Like, for what? But I never want to like play her album. Like, whenever I listen to it, I'm like, this is
Really?
so good, I love it, but it's never like my first choice. I don't
Oh,
know.
really? For, yeah, for both.
I don't know, because it's sad and I never want to put myself like in
Oh,
that
we
thing.
are so
So instead,
different.
I listen to Kanye West.
We are
I have
so
this old
different.
Kanye West playlist. It's like him and Mac Miller and like all these like
Send that
really
to me,
like
please.
similar artists. Okay. And I'll just like listen to that because I can't sit in the car and like listen to Enough For You while she talks about like not like there's that one line where she's like, oh, but God, you couldn't have cared less about someone who loved you more. Like that line, oh my God, Gigi has this video. Gigi's my younger sister. I was driving her back from horseback riding the other day and she played it and I scream singed that line, like fully like driving, like, and she sent it to Paloma. And Paloma was like, oh, okay.
Do
She's like,
you need
message
to talk?
received. She was like, I understand how you're feeling now. And I was like, no. But yeah,
I
I don't
love
know.
Gigi. Can we swap? Because I'm really
Yeah.
not vibing with my sister right now. Like we have not spoken
I
in a
love your
week and a
sister.
half. I've not spoken to my youngest sister.
Why?
Okay, first of all, my
Well,
middle
your older
sister.
sister, your middle sister's in like
Yeah, she's in like Ocean City, like Ocean living City. her best life, like partying every night. And so it's just
I know, I
me.
see her Snap story and I'm like, okay, like, can I
Right, I'm like, okay, no. But no, I'm like, shit, like I'm going through shit.
Wait,
And
aren't you
you're
supposed to
just
be in
like,
New York right now?
dude, that's a whole other story. Let's get to the life update soon because we're like,
Oh,
we're going to do a
right.
life update.
16 minutes in.
No, but it's just been me and my youngest sister in the house, and like obviously neither of us have anything to do for the summer. And like, if she wasn't such a bitch, like if anyone from my family is listening,
Stop.
if anyone from my family is listening, I'm sorry. But respectfully, not respectfully, actually, I'm really mad. But like, it's just been both of us in the house since my other sister is gone. And like, normally we like binge watch our favorite shows together, and like I drive her places. Like we literally have the most fun together. But
Yeah.
like the past week, we've literally been walking around the house, like literally glaring at each other. Like,
I need dirty laundry. Sorry, my mom literally just walked in asking for laundry. I told them about this like an hour ago, and my mom's listening, but it's fine.
And no, we've just been glaring at each other. It's kind of crazy. Anyway.
Oh.
Yeah, no.
Gigi's going
what
to horse camp
right?
for 2 weeks in Michigan. And
okay.
So my middle sister and I are kind of vibing with that. We're going to be at the beach, and I'm going to drive, and it's going to be a lovely time.
I want to go to the beach.
You can come. I
mean, no, literally, literally don't even play with me because I will. Like, I have nothing. Like, for the past couple of days, I've been doing nothing but lying in my mom's bed and watching Rain on Netflix nonstop, episode after
Rain?
episode. Shush, I've hit rock bottom. Like, I have nothing else to
Not
watch.
you watching a horse show.
Rain,
Wow.
Rain, it's literally about like French court in like the 1200s. What are you talking about?
Isn't there? I'm thinking of a Rain that Gigi watched. That's a horse
Free
show.
Rain. I think it's free. Something
Oh,
like that.
that it's
Anyway.
probably that. I don't know. I don't really listen.
No, but don't even play with me. I will come. I will come.
Okay, I'll ask my parents and I'll text you. Paloma's coming to the beach in August. We're spending 2 straight weeks together because she's
Don't
coming to
you
my.
already do that?
No, because she doesn't end school until next week, so I don't really see her. And she's playing summer baseball, so good luck, Charlie. But we're spending 2 straight weeks together because she's coming to the beach with me, and then I'm going to the beach with her and her family, literally back to back. Like, we're
I love
driving
that for
back
you
to
guys.
D.C. together, and then going to New York, going to Fire Island the next day.
I love that for you guys.
It's going to be
You know
a
what?
lot of together
I
time.
feel lonely, so we're going to move this conversation away from this
Okay,
topic.
so what have you? What have you been doing?
Okay, so life update. April, we made the episode about the college craziness. Prom happened. Prom was a huge, huge, huge night in more ways than one. I don't really know that I want to get into all of that on the
Ooh.
internet, but
Yeah.
It was okay. Me and Helen have been friends for like a year now, officially a year. A video popped up in my like memories the other day ago, and like I met her for the first time. Anyway. So, oh my
Helen's never
god,
been on our podcast.
She's never been on. Should she be on the next
She should
episode?
be on the next episode.
She should.
But
Okay,
about what?
We can talk about that later.
Okay.
Also, little side note, we need to stop doing these side notes. But she got me, her and Ellie. Okay, Ellie's Helen's mom, by the way, my favorite person on the planet. Like,
we
this
should
is.
Have them both.
Okay, wait, I will literally talk to them about this. I'm going over soon. But, this is like their official record. Ellie Curie is my favorite person on the planet. Anyway, moving on. They got me like a bunch of stuff for getting into Columbia. And so I wanted to get her like something for Emery. And I went on Build-A-Bear because you know how they have the shirts for the colleges. But they didn't have an Emery one. So I got her a bear with me talking instead and being like, if you miss me, like, click on this. Like, and it's so cute. Anyway, and on the birth certificate, I put the day we became friends. It is the cutest. I'll show you. It's the cutest thing ever. Anyway.
That's so cute.
Prom night. That was the day. Like, me and Helen had been friends for, like, what, 6 months at that point? But it was, like, the day when we, like, fully became, like, I don't know, like, fully became friends, if that makes sense. Because, like, got ready in my house. Prom this year was interesting. Like, the fact that I got ready alone in my house, kind of sad. But I got ready in my house, which is a whole other thing with, like, friends and, like, the people at her school. But anyway, got ready in my house, went over to hers. We had dinner together. We successfully tricked everyone into thinking we were dating. We were each other's dates. And then, like, the dance itself was so fun. Like, Burke, like, Jamie killed it.
Yeah, she did.
And, oh my god, shout out Jamie, because she's no longer my teacher.
I love her.
I know.
She's going to be my teacher next year. She was my advisor this past year. She's literally the best. And I'm going to be an SJ with her, so. Bestie vibes only. Literally, just going to hang out with Jamie next year. That's it. Maybe no one else. Just Jamie.
So then the dance itself was so fun. Stuff happened to prom that led to somebody using some people for their house. So basically this person was being really nice to Helen because they wanted like a place to have like an after like party kind of situation, because like Helen's parents are like cool with hosting and stuff. Anyway, long story short, we get there, we have like a bunch of people over, and it's like the people who I thought, and like in a, like before I found out everything that I did, would have been my friend group. So like, yeah, I don't want to name drop.
No, I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
But that's then, like,
all not too hot anymore.
Yeah. Just it's ice cold.
To say the least.
And then a bunch of like people who I didn't really like, but I was like, oh, Helen like hasn't like, it's a new school, like she needs to meet so lots of people, like I don't like them, but like I don't want to be like that bitch that's like, no, they can't come, and like kind of gatekeeping. Like, girl, gate boss.
Oh my god, I love that saying.
That's, I think I said it wrong though. That's like gatekeep girl boss. Yeah, I said girl keep gate boss. Anyway,
girl keep.
And fourth one, girl keep. No, but and so like a bunch of people were over at her house, and it was so fun. Things happened later on in the night.
Oh.
That, like, literally right before, no, not even in that way. I mean, yes, in that way, but I'm not saying it in that way. Like, I'm saying, like, anyway, I was thinking about that situation, like, right before I called you to do the podcast, and I literally shivers. I was like, oh,
yeah, oh, that was worst night of my life. I was really confused.
And so that was the day that me and Helen started hanging out every single day. Like, she went to Mexico this past week as, like, an after graduation kind of situation. But before that, we spent, like, every single day together. And so, yeah. Then senior – and last day of school happened. Lots of drama with the same people. And then we had senior projects, which is a thing Burke does. But I didn't know that a lot of private schools do it. So, like,
yeah.
And yeah, I didn't know that. I just thought it was a Burke thing. I thought it was like a, oh, we're mm-hmm. Burke, we're crazy kind of situation. Anyway. No. For my senior project, I cooked with Helen Italian food every day. And then we watched a Twilight movie every day, except for the first day where we watched Legally Blonde.
Love that movie.
So fun. Dude, do you know what you're going to do for your senior project next year?
No, because they haven't spoken to us about it at all.
Right. Oh, wait, they didn't speak to us about it until, like, January this year. I just thought you had, like, an idea.
But, no, because we don't know if we're, like, allowed to go out and do things.
Yes. Okay, that makes sense.
Because, like, yeah. COVID. We're going to have a senior year, which is so weird. We're going to be, like, the first class that, like, fully has a senior year, like, in person. That I think is so weird.
Hashtag jealous. Except, no, I'm not. Because I loved having my senior year online. Like, unpopular opinion. But, like, I know class of 2020 bitches a lot about, like, oh, we didn't get a senior year. Like, I loved having my senior, like, they were all
also,
like, you guys,
but also they had like 7 months of their senior year.
I don't even want to get into
also,
that.
Also, like,
so
everyone gave them signs and like gift baskets. And they were so nice,
right?
Like, anyway, obviously, yeah, it does suck, but like, clearly there are bigger issues in the world than that.
Some people
also, it continues.
Yeah. So, some people don't understand that, though. You know what? No, we're not going to talk about that anymore, because I don't want to get death threats again. I literally got death threats last year, so we're going to move on.
That was such a bad time.
I loved having my senior year online, not going to lie.
Literally, but I was telling my sister that having my junior year online was the biggest blessing in disguise of my entire life. Like, having your hardest year of high school online, where you're only taking 4 classes at a time, literally the best thing that could have happened to me. My grades have never been better. My, like, everything, I mean, they're going to be really disappointed next year when they see it all fall and just not do too hot. But
I told.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to jinx this, but I told my mom about your interview. I'm not gonna say the name of the school though, so we don't jinx it on the internet.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, I'm recording with Sophia, and she's like, oh my god, how is her? Like, she's so excited, like, for you. And I was like, she's so cute.
But
so
you know cute. Who I talked to about that yesterday? Yeah. Sophia. Her and I FaceTimed for like 30 minutes, and I wrote down like a page and a half of notes about what to do. Stop.
Okay.
But no, she was so helpful.
While I'm here, I will share my doc with you, but...
Oh, thank you. But she sent me all these tips and stuff, and like, she went through each of the supplemental questions for the school that we will not name, and like, literally went through each one and gave me advice on each one, and I was like, you're literally a blessing. Thank you. You're like an angel. And she was like, no, go ahead, what?
Oh, no, I just say I have mad respect for people who apply to that school because...
Why?
The supplemental, that one supplemental that's like, you know the one I'm talking about.
The women
in
history, yeah.
I'm like, okay, well, now you just like named, you just like told everyone.
Okay, but who's going to go looking up the school's supplemental question? Like, if you do that, come on now.
Right, you deserve to know, but I'm saying, like, just, like, jinx-wise, because I remember, I was that bitch who told everyone, but also didn't want to talk about it. I was like, I don't want to jinx it, like, I'm not going to talk about it, but then I would also be like, oh my god, if I don't
get it. That's me! That's me.
And, twins. Oh, yeah, so senior projects happened, and then senior week happened, and that's where, like, shit went down. So, I've just been having a lot of friendship issues, and I actually haven't talked about the majority of this with the people that, like, are involved. So, I don't want to get into that one instance, but I guess we can, there's, like, other stuff, and then we can also just talk about friendships in general, because, like Sophia said, this has been, like, a transformational time for a lot of people.
Yeah,
but I'm really feeling it because I've lost like a shit ton of friends. Like,
did you get a crystal you don't know about?
Crystal?
Did you get a crystal?
Multivite question mark.
I know, that's my question. Someone like slipped it to you and now I'm like going to hell.
I've never thought that I had like friends. Well, that's like, I phrased that wrongly. Let me start again. I was always that person that didn't actually have like I was friendly with everyone and like everyone like knew who I was, but like not because like at Burke we don't really have popular people, like we don't, no yeah. one's popular at Burke, but everyone knew who I was in like other grades and just everyone, and so to other people it looked like I had all these friends, but to me I was like, no, I can count how many friends I actually have on one hand. But since graduation, even all the people that like I was quote unquote friends with, I've now lost because there was this situation. Well, I find this is also just my POV. I feel like a YouTuber now, being like my side of the story.
Stop. But, that's what we should name this.
More than just my side of the story.
More than just finally sharing the truth.
But so
next is gonna be the apology video. I'm so sorry for bringing this to the internet.
No, but so this friend group that I'm talking about, I never really felt like, I felt like I became friends with them because I was friends with this one person, right? And so at the end of the school year, they all started treating me like absolute trash, like, and I've like taken this from them for like all, like I would come home for most of high school and cry and be like, why don't, you know, the Sienna video where she's like, I just want to go to my room and cry.
And cry.
And die.
And die. Stop, that's not funny. Oh my god. It's like, but, so serious.
But I came home like so many nights throughout high school because of these people, and I would cry and be like, why don't they like me? Why do they like each other better? Right? And so it's my senior year. I finally found like a friend that's like my ride or die, like Helen, like, so I don't care as much, right? But they're still, like, acting the same towards me. And I'm only friends with them, really, because of this one person. So they all treat me like trash towards the end of the school year. And I'm kind of over it. I'm like, I hate this for me. And I'm not going to take this anymore.
Yes.
And so I basically, one mental breakdown later, unfollowed my, like, okay, so the thing with my grade is, like, half of them I'm so cool with, so fine with, but I, like, just generalize and say I hate my grade.
Yeah.
So I really just unfollowed most of the people in my grade, and then changed my number, actually.
Yeah. Which... She literally texted me and was like, hey, and I was like, who? I was like, hey, I don't know who this is. Like,
you were so whatever. Nice about it. You were like, oh,
yeah, no, I literally thought it was a random person. And then you were like, what the fuck, it's Didi. And I was like, Didi, how am I supposed to know that?
No, but I, like, changed my number, and everyone is like, I don't know. But, so
I thought it was a power move. I would never do it, but I thought it was a power.
I thought it was a power. Honestly, everyone is, like, kind of, and so now, I never really told people my side of the story, but, so, because I, like, did this, right? Stop, my side of the story. But because I did this, everyone is, like, kind of spinning it, I guess. Like, I've heard things from a lot of people just basically being, like, she thinks she's better than us now. She's going to Columbia. She thinks she's better than us. And I'm like, well, no, it's because you made me have shitty self-esteem and treated me like trash for 4 years. But yeah, sure, whatever. Like, she thinks she's better than us. Like, I genuinely believe that I was a good friend and a good person to her. Like, I don't know what I did to her. Like, she's taking this too far kind of situation. And, like, obviously, I'm not going to go. Like, if we were in person, 100%, I am a confrontational person. Right.
You would be like, what the fuck is that?
Right. I've been like, shut up. This is what you did to me. But because everything is just online, I just decided to, you know, cut them out, move on with my life, sit here, like, by myself, you know? And so they're, like, making me out to be the bad person and just being, like, oh, like, she was never, like, wanted to be friends with us. She left all of us for Helen. She only hangs out with Helen. Like, and I'm, like, are you jealous? No, but they're, like, she only hangs out with her. And I'm, like, well, did you guys ever stop to think that, like, if you had been nicer to me and I felt like you were my friends, I wouldn't, like, I'd still be friends with Helen. She's a lovely person, I love her, but, like, she wouldn't have been, like, the first person I, like, became friends with and, like, just absolutely threw myself into her friendship. Like, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Anyway, so I lost a lot of friends, and this one person apparently is, like, telling people that she's so hurt because she thought we were best friends, but, like,
you guys haven't spoken in forever.
See, even you know that. Like, she would be like, we're besties. Of course, you're my bestie. We're best friends. But
I have something to tell you about this later. Because I have something to tell you about this later.
So, like, not podcast information?
Yeah, not podcast.
Okay, cool. You should write down all the stuff you're going to tell me, because there's been, like, three things now.
I know, I forget, like, two.
Right. We've said this in every episode. We're like, you'll tell me later, and then we never just talk
about it. And then we literally hang up, we're like, bye.
Yeah. Yeah, like, guys, don't feel left out. She never tells me after. But, she, like, our entire friendship, I've never really felt, like, being friends with Helen and, like, all my friends who have been on the podcast, like, all my Mostic friends, me and Andrew don't talk anymore, but that's a whole other situation, I'll tell you later. Just, I've, like, come to, like, know the truth, like, me, like, what, like, obviously, like, you and, like, just, I've, like, kind of learned that friendship isn't, like, a one-way street, it's, like, two-sided, but I didn't like, that seems like the most, like, basic, like, duh, of course, but, like, I genuinely did not know that. Mostly, like, I don't want to, like, put all the blame on, like, this one person, but, like, the most significant, like, one-sided friendship I had that was very one-sided, like, very obviously, was with this person. And so, like, and with our entire friendship, like, she would be like, you're my best friend, but she would never tell me things, exclude me, hang out with other people. And, like, the telling me things is kind of a gray area, because, yeah, she didn't have to share all her life with me, but it was, like, stuff that she would tell her other best friends. And so I never really, I felt like we were in school best friends. And so when COVID happened, I was like, okay, whatever. At the start, we were, like, FaceTiming every day, like, but I would always reach out, like, texting every day. Mm-hmm. And I was like, let me see what's gonna happen if I stop reaching out. Radio silence until we take bio together first semester, and then we start talking, but only for school, like, school. And then when the class is over, radio silence. So I've been, like, obviously this is, like, really upsetting to me, because I'm like, this is someone I thought would be friends forever, like, and so I'm like, kind of taking this time to, like, mentally prepare myself that by graduation, like, we won't be friends anymore at all. And so, like, after I, like, unfollowed everyone, she was like, why did you unfollow me? Like, because I had, like, been saying this. I had told my friends. I was like, I'm going to unfollow everyone at graduation. I think they thought I was joking. I wasn't.
Yeah.
But, she was like, I've been nothing but a good friend to her. Like, we're best friends. Like, don't want to say manipulative, but you know how you can kind of, like, manipulate someone with that word? Being like, we're best friends. I would never do this to you while treating them like, yeah. So that's what the whole situation with that was. And I'm just kind of learning the true meaning of friendship. And then there's, like, other stuff with a different person that I need to, like, sort out with them in person. Because we, like, share a friend. And I, like,
It's, like, from what Didi's told me, like, friend-wise, and from what other people have told me, like, friends-wise, honestly, I think that, like, the biggest takeaway that I've gotten from everyone's friend troubles, because I'll be honest, I don't really, like, have friends like that at Berk, like, at all. Like, besides Didi and maybe, like, two or three other people, like, I don't really have friends like that at Berk, which is my undoing, because I don't really reach out to people like that. We're working on it. But
yeah, like, I literally slid. Did we ever tell the story of how we became friends? I feel like this is on the podcast. I feel like this is a good place to, like,
oh my talk god, about yeah. That. Didi basically literally slid into my DM.
Okay. I was going through a Ruby Rose phase. Still am, not gonna lie. Mm-hmm. But I was like looking through all my mutuals that also followed her. I was like, I need to be besties with these people. Like, they know me, they get me, Ruby Rose. Yeah. And Sophia was like a freshman, she was new.
Yeah,
at the time, because
Didi's a year older. Yeah, which you guys should know by now. But yeah,
and so I didn't know that. Peter just sent me a screenshot, and it Instagram said, "Since you follow Didi, you might like Columbia 2025." And he was like, "No, I'm good."
Oh my god,
that's funny.
But she slid into my DMs and was like, hey, I saw you like you follow Ruby Rose. And I was like, oh my god, yeah, I'm obsessed with her. She was like, oh my god, me too. And then, like, the next day, you brought your Polaroid to school and we took we literally did not know each other. And we took Polaroid pictures together outside of our school with, like, mm-hmm. Clara.
And no, like, it wasn't Clara. It was Lily and Natalie.
I thought Clara was there.
I think I was going to go out to lunch with Clara, but she didn't take the pictures, because I still have them, yeah.
Yeah, and then literally that's how we became friends, because we also had, like, chorus together, we did the musical.
And but then we had friend code together, and I still have that one video of you playing iMessage games, yep.
Yeah, we literally just, like, connected. Mm-hmm. We're very similar, like, we don't seem similar, but we're very similar, like, personality-wise, like, we're on the same wave, like, we've always said this. We're on the same wavelength, like, thinking-wise. We're always, like, we get it.
It's kind of scary. Like, seeing it in person, kind of scary.
Yeah, and, like, you know when everyone's like, oh, you have those friends you talking to for a month and then go back like it's normal? We're the definition of
that. That's literally us.
Because our lives are, like, so different, yet so similar. Opposite directions. Yeah, but, like, well, we won't talk for, like, 2 weeks, and then she'll be like, literally, guess what happened? And I'm like, oh my god, what?
And between that, we'll send each other, like, bikini TikToks, obviously.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Or she'll, like, post something on her story, and I'll be like, oh my god, what? And she'll be like, yeah. And we'll FaceTime, and then we won't talk for, like, 2 months.
Yep. Yep.
Okay, anyways, but what I was saying before was about the whole friends thing. Like, what I've taken from everyone's ideas, and also what I've kind of learned myself, is, like, don't give up parts of yourself just to have friends now. Like, if does that make sense? Like, don't sit around and hang out with people that you find so annoying just so that you can be surrounded by people. That's what everyone does.
Why didn't you tell me this in 10th grade? Then I wouldn't have spent two of my, like, I'm telling you, I was sitting there at prom night, like, at Helen's house, around this table, looking around, and I kid you not, Helen, Kalea. No. Only two people that I liked at that table. Like, I was looking around. Oh, and then, like, Harper was there. Harper's a good time always.
Stop. Not you naming names.
You know what?
Well,
I will. They're not listening. And if they are, I don't like you.
Stop. This is, we all know I'm about to get an email from Vanessa in
she's leaving.
A week. True. But No, like literally, like people do that all the time. Like I'll talk, cause like I have friends in, and I'll talk with people, and they'll be like, "Oh my God, this person's so annoying." I'm like, "Then why are you hanging out with them?" Because like they give you something, like literally, like I would rather be alone and like happy with myself and surrounded by like I have like two or three really close friends, and I'd rather hang out with them like every weekend and like enjoy their company rather than be surrounded by a group of like seven people that I literally just don't like. But that makes it really hard because other people don't realize that, because there's like specific people at my school that I do want to hang out with and do want to get closer with, but like they hang out with the I don't know. Like
See, you have a
it's not
little
like them
more
being
like.
fake, but it's just like if you think they're annoying and if you like don't like being around them, don't be around them. Like I don't know why we have to overcomplicate it like that. Maybe it's just because we go to such a small school that it's like hard, but that's why I'm very much ready for college, very much ready
Oh,
to
yeah, me
get
too.
out.
I look, after I unfollowed people, people are still coming to me talking about these people, and I'm like, I don't want to hear it. Like, I unfollowed them for a reason. I'm trying to cut them off and I'm trying to move on. Please let
She's like,
me.
I never have to see them again, and I don't want to. Goodbye. Like,
Right, exactly.
like that's seriously such a big thing that I've like really come to terms with in the past 2 months. And like,
Quick
literally,
question. Now
what?
that you can drive, why the hell are you not at my front door?
I'll
No, I'm so dead ass. Like, I'm not even kidding.
show up. I have plans tomorrow, but I can show up. And I have plans Saturday, but I can show up Monday.
Okay, no, literally 100%, please do.
Can we get Acebos?
The new Pliables just opened up near me. Oh my God.
Okay,
Okay.
that's our plan. If my
My.
car is back, my car's in the shop right now, currently.
She has a car.
Okay, it's 10 years old, and we bought it from a family in our neighborhood. It's really not all that, but
But it's yours.
no, well, yeah, it is one, but
I want a car so bad, and like,
my dog is trying to get into my room. Sorry, go ahead.
if I wanted to, I 100% could, but it's definitely just a control thing for my parents. They're like, if
Come
she
on
has her
in.
own car, they're
Oh
like,
my God.
they're
You've
like, if
seen
she has
my
her own
dog?
car, yep. They're like, if she has her own car, she's gonna never be at home. And I'm like, So
Yeah.
it's very much a control thing for them, but we don't have to talk about that right now. My biggest like, oh, I was like, wait,
No, what
what
were
were
you
you
gonna
gonna
say?
say?
I
I was
heard
just
you.
gonna say my biggest friendship takeaway, so it's gonna take like, so you can go first.
Oh, but I was just gonna say like something that I'm learning is like if you want to be friends with people, literally just reach out. Like sometimes it doesn't have to be that deep. Like it is
Dude.
really scary to reach out to someone, but like literally just like go to dinner with them or
I
something.
figured
And
that out and that changed my life.
it's so stupid, but like if you don't know what to talk about or something, literally write down like talking points in your phone. Like find common ground that you have with people and then move on from that. Like
I.
that's something that I've learned. And like especially with people that you go to the same school with, that's really easy because you can talk about like teachers, classes, like whatever, and then from there it can move on. But you have to make sure that first of all, like you want to like just don't sell yourself short. Like don't try and become friends with someone who clearly doesn't want to try and become friends with you, because then that's just like you're just like wasting your time. Like go put that good energy somewhere else. They don't deserve you. But like also people should be open to having more friends. Like I know I'm sitting here being like like don't hang out with people you find annoying. But like if you're a nice person and like people like you, like just I don't know, people are really into like keeping their circle super small, which I am too, but like if you find someone that you like and that you vibe with, be friends with them.
I have never been like that. Like, I don't want to keep. I love having friends. Like, people just don't like me, apparently. But I am so into. Okay, so obviously we just like told the story of how like I slid into Sophia's DMs, and but I was I'm I don't think this anymore. But I used to be very introverted, like very quiet, like did not make friends easily, which is why I think I ended up in this toxic ass friendship, because I was just like, oh, she's like giving me attention, like whatever, other people don't like me, so I'll just not like don't like me, but you know what I mean. Probably should have been a sign that everyone likes them. You know when people like, there's that one person that everyone likes, and it's like, really?
Oh my god, there's someone like that in my grade, and it's bad.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. But, I used to be very introverted, and then like when I got into MosTec, actually the summer program, and then college, kind of, I just started like looking at people's Instagrams, and if I like their vibe, DM, and like, so at first it was a little uncomfortable, and I was actually having this conversation with another friend because she's very quiet, and I had to be like, Isabella, you just have to different Isabella. Now I just exposed who I was talking about this whole time,
Oh, we're gonna have to
but
bleep that out.
it doesn't matter. Different Isabella, but I'm like, Isabella, you just have to like do it, close your eyes and send it, throw your phone across the room after you do it, but like no one is gonna get a DM complimenting them and saying they're cool and you want to be friends with them and be like, ew, this is weird. Like, no, they're gonna, like, I remember I got one of those made. Lucia, if you're listening, I love you for that. Like, I still think about that every day. But she was like, I love your vibe and I want to be friends with you, and I was like,
Fuck yeah.
yeah,
Yes.
right. But with college, I like would look at people that I like their vibe, and I would just DM them. I'd be like, Mila, you're cute, I like you, be my friend please.
Yeah.
And like would just do it to everyone. So definitely. And then getting dinner with people, like there's some people like I do not know, like I don't know, and I'll just be like, do you want to get dinner? Like Helen,
Yeah.
that was how I became friends with Helen. I sent into her DMs, I was like, hey, you're coming to Burke, right? She was like, yeah. I'm like, let's get brunch. Let's get brunch, and we're friends. That's how it worked.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for ways to make friends, do that.
Yeah.
And then like my biggest friendship takeaway, like Sophia said, was actually based off of TikTok. I saw this. Okay, well, I want to touch on something you said first. So you said that you like are happy, like, and content being by yourself, which is why like I don't have like, I am someone who like I just can't be alone. Like for an
Yeah.
introvert, I hate being like, I want to be out doing things with friends, and like I'm kind of sad when I'm alone, which is like a thing I need to work on. Like my mom tells me this a lot too. My mom loves being alone. Like she has lots of friends, but then she loves her own company, and she's always telling me like, you need to love your own company or you'll never be happy, because you'll always like depend on other people to make you
I
happy, which.
mean, she's not wrong. No, but like I do like hang like I like there are times like for instance like right now like everyone's going on trips with like their friends because they're like graduating. They're going to like the Bahamas and stuff.
Senior beach week is literally the death of me. Like I scroll on my story and I
Yeah.
see a new friend group in North Carolina, and I'm like, I'm gonna.
Yeah, like that makes me like seeing like those cute friend groups that have been friends like forever. I'm always like, oh, like I
Yeah,
want one of those.
that's
But then
my
I'm like,
thing.
like I don't know, like I want one, but
I think why I
I'm not
was
gonna
so
force
like.
it.
Right, why I was so like eager to like hang out with all these people, like the people from prom, was because I was like, I finally get my like senior year friend group that I've always wanted, like in the movies, and then they go to the beach together, and like, obviously it didn't work out that way, but like that was my whole, like that was why I like pushed so hard to make this friendship working when it obviously was not working, and they didn't give a fuck about me. But okay,
Yeah.
back. No, I'm not saying that you don't like to hang out with people. It's saying that when you're alone, you're happy in your own like silence,
Yeah,
which
I'm
is,
fine.
yeah, something I need to work on. But my biggest friendship takeaway would be this TikTok I saw, where to have a lot of friends, like to not constantly cut people off, like I'm having to do now, but to also like protect your heart, is to have three like levels of friendship. So the first like bottom one would be just be like acquaintances, like whatever, like acquaintances, like you'd get brunch with them, and that's all it is, nothing more, nothing. And then the second layer would be like close friends, and then the like first layer is like literally one or two people, like your besties, like your ride or die, like you would take a bullet for them kind of situation. And
Yeah.
so like when you put people in these three categories, my thing is I love a lot. I do the most for everyone, and and like when they don't do the same for me, I just, that's when I get hurt. And so basically this girl on this TikTok was saying like you have to put people in these categories, and like expect from them like what their like kind of job description is in the cat. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so like
my dog is eating my sock. Hello. Sorry.
Also, it says poor connection on the FaceTime, but I'll just keep explaining. no, oh don't God, worry. Literally just... Yeah, I'm just calling you back in time. But Sophia? Oh my God, I can't hear her.
Hey.
Sophia, I like our FaceTime went weird. I tried calling her back on my laptop. It ended the last thing. Anyway.
Yeah.
Monitor is currently live and I'm gonna cry because I missed it because I'm recording this.
No. Well let's also, end it and then you can
no,
go watch
no.
It.
I'm oh. finishing my point, whatever. She knows I love her and she's still live anyway. Also go listen to Modlator. Literally stream her music.
So good.
Go listen to her. She's amazing.
We're
she's
major a, mod fans.
We're huge mod fans. literally, she's the sweetest too. Like, I'll DM her and like I know I'm definitely annoying her, but I'll DM her and she always responds and is always so nice. Her music, amazing.
You're gonna like find her on campus next year and be like, hello.
She goes to Columbia. But I didn't even know her like that she went to Columbia, like if that makes anyway.
It was meant to be.
It was no. I literally am gonna find her on campus and be like, "Let me in, please." Like, but go listen to Modlator and her merch is cute too. Anyway, okay, yeah. Back to what I was saying. Okay, and so my thing is, I expect too much from everyone, and the girl in the video was just kind of like, "No, you have to expect from people what they're like." Friendship description is, and so if they're just like acquaintances and they're like acting a mess, like they're like treating you like trash, you're not pressed, you're like whatever, like they don't matter to me, like they're just like a fun time, they're not like I can't count on them, is like, you know.
Yeah.
And then so you kind of just manage your expectations, which is like the biggest thing I need to work on doing, because I'll like do something like, I remember ninth grade, I like gave these two girls, one of them is the person I've been talking about, they're like literally two wildflower cases each, or like one each or something like that. Those are so expensive, like,
yeah,
wildflower cases, like what was I thinking? I was so broke then too. But and then like they barely remembered my birthday, so it's like, and I like cried about that, and like now I know that like she, because obviously I've been talking about this, well now we're not friends anymore, so she didn't even go in any of these categories, but if I had like managed my expectations and like just been like, she's an acquaintance, nothing more, like none of the shit she did would have bothered me. And like that's actually a point she kept bringing up, like she was like, all these other people in the friend group did this to you, so why are you only mad at me? And I was like, I'm only mad at you because you were supposed to be my best friend. Like, you were the one I had the most expectations from. Like, the rest of them, I was like, they'll freak me over anyway. But I didn't think you would, too. So, like, yeah. I don't know. Those, like, three levels are, like...
super big, super important. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I love that idea of thinking.
I know.
That way of thinking. Very nice.
I'm so happy I saw that TikTok because... it's like
she and then he, needed it. And,
oh, also another thing was that people can, so your best friends, the top like level is gonna stay the same, right? But people can move between the bottom two, and so it's like at this point in my life they're an acquaintance and that's okay, and like if like close friends want to like act a mess, then they're an acquaintance and that's okay. You take your time to like grieve over the friendship, and then that's just like what it is.
Dee, that's so insightful.
I know. Look at me being smart. Well, no, me stealing this girl's words from my For You page.
Yeah. Well, I don't really have anything else to say.
You never gave like a full life update. Like I was out here like spilling all this stuff.
Nothing else happened to me. Like nothing else is really occurring. I've gotten good tarot card readings on TikTok recently though, so I think I'm gonna get a good score on my ACT. I think that's what it's leading towards. I yes. really hope so, because that's literally all I need, and then like everything will be set in place. But
dude, I really yeah. want that for you, so that we can like fall out next year. Anyway, okay.
But yeah, like literally nothing. I feel like a lot of things have happened, but simultaneously nothing has happened.
I like, wish I could feel that way.
I don't know. I don't know. Like, it feels weird. Like, life feels really weird right now. And I've talked about this with a lot of people, like, in my grade, because, like, obviously COVID happened when we were all, like, 15, 16, yeah. And time kind of stopped. And I'm sure you're feeling the same way, and, like, kids in your grade would agree, but, like, we feel really weird going into our senior year, like, just because we feel like our whole concept of time is so messed up now, because I still feel like I'm, like, that 16-year-old girl that, like, got sent home for 2 weeks. But I'm literally going into my senior year and, like, have to start, like, picking a college that I want to go to.
Yeah.
I mean, I already have picked. But, like, you know, just, like, getting that next part of my life ready. And I'm, like, just not ready for it, but simultaneously so ready for it. So it's just, like, that weird time of, like, moving forward. I don't know.
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah. So I'm just, like, going through that and, like, I have my provisional now, as we know. So I'm just, like, driving and, like, listening to music and, like, thinking. That's, like, it. It's been very peaceful since school has ended. Well, actually, I've been to Burke 4 times since school has ended. We ended less than 2 weeks ago. I've been there 4 times because we had to go for community building. Oh, wait. 5 times. We had to go for community building, and then I had 2 admissions events, and we had a 6-hour-long college counseling session.
Dang.
I know. They did us so dirty. They did give us lunch, though. That was nice. But it was bad. Everyone showed up and everyone was pissed. Oh, no, 7 times. Wait, 6. Because I took the ACT there. 6 times. I know. It's embarrassing. I keep showing up and they're like, why are you here? And I'm like, why do you keep bringing me back? It's not me. I don't want to be here. You keep making me come back or else you're like, we're going to fail you. So here I am. Like,
yeah, I don't like that for you.
I don't like it either, but let's bring it up with administration.
I love Burke, but if I step foot in there, like, in the next year, it'll be too soon.
Well, won't you be stepping foot in it as an alumni ambassador?
Sorry, that laugh was ugly, but I forgot about that. You know that's what? I don't want to talk about it.
Didi, you know what I realized? I get to put this podcast on my activities list in Common App.
Yes, you do. Okay.
Literally, biggest flex. I was thinking about it, because I was like, I don't know what to put. And then, I mean, I have 2 things I can add now, but I was just like, oh my god.
Something we started when we were bored.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm mindlessly scrolling on Instagram right now. One, why is a white girl wearing waist beads? And two, I am seeing all these senior beach week things, and I genuinely just want to sit here and cry. Like,
cry and die
in my room. But, no, because, like, there's obviously, like, you know what, I'm not gonna say the name of that school, triggered, but there's, like, their whole group, like, literally their entire grade, or, like, the majority of it is down in North Carolina. There was, like, GDS, like, some people are in Rehoboth, like, and they have so all their cute cute themes, like America Monday and Tiki Thursday. And it's like, bro, why can we do that? But no, my grade is too fake to do that. And we don't even like each other enough to do that. And it's like, guys, but this is our last thing is seniors.
Oh, oh wait, do you want to end this? And then we can keep talking on.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, that's on. Yeah, okay. That's on finding text between your supposed friends shit talking to you 2 days before graduation.
Stop.
We're gonna have, like, this is like, I mean, you can do the outro, but I'm just kind of summarizing. This is our life update, like, episode. Stay tuned for more. Next time we will have a, like, planned, like, topic to talk
about. Yeah,
hopefully this is kind of entertaining. I don't know.
Yeah, thank you for listening to us literally, like, babble. What is that word?
I don't even know.
Sorry. But thank you for listening to us talk. If you've made it this far, we love you.
Yes. So. I think we're incapable of making, like, episodes that are, like, shorter than 50 minutes. Like,
yeah.
I fully thought this was going to be, like, a 20-minute affair. Like, I was like, there's not that much to talk about.
No, but it
that
never is. It never is. We can talk for hours. It's kind of embarrassing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But thank you guys for listening. We love you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.